Okay, so as usual, so we do short meditation. So first we do the breathing meditation. So try to okay, so try to keep back straight, then focus your mind on the breath for a few minutes. Yeah. Set up your motivation to benefit yourself, benefit other sentient beings. So I'm going to do meditation. Also, I'm going to listen to the talk. Then now, in front of one space, then visualize the golden throne made of light. Then on top of the golden throne, the lotus, beautiful lotus, visualize. On top of the lotus, then visualize sandhis. On top of the sandhis, visualize mundis. On top, then the Buddha Shakyamuni sitting there, made of light, lively. Okay, so next we're going to recite Shakyamuni Buddha mantra 5 times, so that when visualize the light rays, nectar come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, enter yourself, then purify all our physical pain, mental suffering, all the defilement, totally purified. So can visualize that.
Udhaya dha om muni muni maha munaye soma.
Also visualize number of sentient beings. Then tip of the light, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. Next we recite Shakyamuni mantra 5 times, so that time visualize from this is Shakyamuni Buddha, radiate light, nectar come out, enter each and every sentient beings, then by then purified their physical suffering, mental suffering, physical pain, all the defilement totally purified. So visualize that.
Buddhaya Dhammo Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha. Dhaya Dhammo Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha. Aya namo muni muni mahamunaye soha. Aya namo muni muni mahamunaye soha. Aya Dhammo Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha.
So, totally purify their suffering, physical, mental, department, totally purified, then their body become like green, clear like crystal. So now, then Buddha Shakyamuni dissolve into light. Light dissolve into sentient beings. By then, the sentient being, body, speech and mind become inseparable from Buddha's body, speech and mind. Then the light now dissolve back to your heart. Today need to talk about emptiness. I don't know what to talk. Myself become empty. Can you hear? I don't know. Little bit. Hello, 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 hello. Okay. I think it should be okay. Okay, so last class, I think I'll talk about the concentration, the meditation, or karma biting, how to develop that. So, so I mentioned before, so, you know, the condition is important for us to develop karma biting. You know, living like isolated place. You know, that's very important. You know, by the environment, because of the environment. So, relatively, you're quiet. But of course, that's not good enough. Then of course, you have to quiet your mind. You know, even you leave isolated place, then your mind is busy, then also difficult to develop karma biting. So therefore, so that that's the advice, you know, how to deal with different negative emotion. You know, such as different meditation. You know, so you have so much thought, then you know, advice was given, like breathing meditation, you know, so like that, that's able to help. So like that. Then so much attachment, then give advice to meditate on the ugliness of the object. Then you have too much anger, then meditate on the love, compassion. So like that. So, so there's different advice was given like that. So in that way, so if you meditate, you know, that single-pointed meditation, then able to develop, you know, your mind can be single-pointedly put in the one object for a period of time, you know. So, then of course, the main, what you call, the main obstacle for the developing karma biting is the excitement, laxity. I think these are the two of the obstacles to develop karma biting. So what goes? So then you find the object, whatever suitable for the meditation, then you choose one object. You know, so then you put your mind on that object. You know, so very beginning is difficult, then again mindful, then recognize your mind is wandering, forgetting the object, whatever, so bring back in the object. Like that, so then slowly, then you are able to improve. Your meditation, you know, can stay your mind in the object, you know, longer than before. So then slowly like that, then when you reach a little bit better, a little bit better, then slowly the, what you call, the laxity, you know, laxity slowly can be reduced, you know. So like that. So when your mind is too relaxed on the object, your mind is too relaxed, then the laxity will be arise in your mind. So like that. So again, have to be mindful. Also then you need this mind introspection. 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 I don't know, whatever. Anyway, you people know. Vigilant. That might be easy for me to say. Vigilant, you know, while your mind is laxity happen or not. So then when you recognize, then again, then you put more effort, you know, thinking of the benefit, you know, of the concentration, you know, think that and give some energy or strength to the mind. Then I can go back to meditation like that. So in this way, then, you know, you're up to a certain level, level 6 or somewhere there, then within the 9 level, when you reach level 6, then you are able to remove the laxity. So you don't have that. So then after that, still there danger of the excitement still arise after that. So then again, you have to put vigilant, mindful, then put more effort again, you know, the outcome. Excitement, the problem of the excitement, remembering that disadvantage of the excitement, remember that. The fault of the excitement, remember that, then again put effort. So here also, when your mind is too tight, you know, so become too tight on the object, then your mind, the excitement arises. So like that, then So therefore, again, cannot be too tight on the object, your mind. Because too tight, danger to arise. The excitement like that. So, so must, again, mindful, vigilant. Then, again, put back on the object like that. So, in this way, so then slowly, you know, when you reach like number 8, level 8, then you are able to remove even the excitement. No more laxity, but excitement also doesn't arise that moment. So then your mind is quite, it doesn't disturb by excitement, laxity, you know, then your mind can stay in the object for a long period of time. So then, you know, just putting some effort, you know, on the object, meditation, observed meditation, then you're able to stay. You know, less, you don't need so much effort when you reach certain level, like level 8, like that. You're able to stay quite well in the object. So then, then after that, level 9, then you don't really need so much effort there. No, you don't need effort, just able to stay, just thinking the object, able to stay on the object very well, without disturbed by laxity and excitement. So like that. So then, like in this way, so you level 9 up to level 9, you know, so your mind very can stay on the object very well, like for a long period of time. You know, that is still not karma biting. Only after that level 9, then after a while, what go? In this way, within meditation, then you have very, your mind become very, I don't know what go. Submissible, or pliancy, or whatever. Submissible, you know, your mind become very, you know. Submissible, you know. So anyway, you don't, your mind become base. I don't know. Very light, whatever, you know, easy to walk like that. So, through that, then, because of that, then your mind also, because of when your mind becomes like that, then through that, your body also becomes like that, very submissible, you know, you don't feel difficult, you know, walking, meditation, or doing virtuous things, whatever, you know, so you don't feel that kind of tiredness, you know, sometimes we need to push so much our body on meditation, you know. So, but when you reach that level, then it's no difficulties, very, I don't know, submissible, you know. Whichever you ask, you know, very willingly, your body is very, I don't know, what is happily out, I don't know, very willingly, you know, not like our body, you know, so much difficult like that. So then after that, then slowly, you know, you have this what's called bliss, blissful pliancy of the body, yeah, blissful pliancy of the body. Bliss of physical pliancy. Yeah. So through that, then you have this bliss of physical pliancy, some kind of that. So then after that, you have mental, bliss of mental pliancy. Bliss, mental bliss pliancy.
Bliss of mental pliancy. Bliss of mental pliancy.
Okay. So anyway, the point is that after that, you really have this blissful mind there. The idea is that. So then, so when you achieve that, then you achieve the karma biting. So like that. So then, then you can meditate long time, you know, per hour, 10 hours, you know. So how long you want to meditate, whole day, you can meditate like that. So when you're deep meditation, then you are like a dead, you know, it's like a dead, you don't have much feeling there, you know. So even you don't hear the loud sound, you know. Mention deep meditation, then like that. So so if that happened, then of course you are very deep meditation, then of course you don't have all this negative emotion arise in your mind, but excitement, all these things doesn't arise in your mind. So that means a lot of negative, all the negative emotion doesn't arise in your mind when you are in meditation. So like that. So that's the benefit of meditation. You know, so mostly we don't meditate. Our mind cannot focus on the virtuous object, even second, most of time in the negative point. So like that. Because of that, a lot of this, excitement arise in the mind, you know, wandering mind, excitement like that. So because of that, then of course a lot of negative emotion arise through that. So then of course depend how strong negative emotion arise in the mind, depend on that. Then you create the karma due to that. So like that. So without concentration, without meditation, then each moment we have this negative emotion arise in your mind. So that means create the karma. Creating karma. So like that. So much karma create within day, month, year, like that, you know. So if you achieve this karma biting like that, so you create less negative karma, I could say that. So less negative thought arise, so less karma is created like that. So that's the, then your mind is very peaceful, you know, so you can stay a long time in the meditation there. So then again, of course, when you wake up from meditation or this and that, like, then of course, still then you see the object. When you see the object, then still negative emotion will arise when you wake up from the meditation. So that shows that just the karma biting itself cannot remove all the negative emotion. The point is that. So like that, you know, you can meditate for eon and eon in karma biting, you know, whole lifetime you meditate on karma biting. But the point is, by itself cannot remove the problem of the samsara, you know, root of the samsara cannot remove just by meditation. So so when you wake up from meditation, so all the negative emotion will arise there, you know. So then again, same thing, you know, create cause for the samsara. So therefore, so now the perfection of the wisdom is important. So, so like that. So when you talk about in Buddhist, you know, the three realm, like desire realm, palm realm, formless realm, like that. So when you take rebirth in the palm realm, formless realm, then they all have to achieve karma biting, you know. So but still, of course, even still they are in the samsara, so still they have to in samsara, still they have to take rebirth in samsara, again and again. You know, so it shows also karma biting by itself is not that good enough, you know, not possible to free yourself from ocean of samsara. So therefore, then the wisdom, perfection of wisdom is needed. Wisdom is needed. You know, without that, not able to cut the, we are not able to free ourselves from the ocean of samsara. Not able to achieve liberation. So wisdom is needed. So wisdom here, so I don't know, could say that knowing the reality, you know. So knowing the reality is important. Not knowing the reality, then that creates all the problem. So could say that way. So then, so again, what is reality? So, I don't know, there's the word kodek is chunam malupas, I don't know, like kodek, the samsara and the nirvana. Could say that all the phenomena of samsara, all the phenomena of nirvana, Malupas are wrong number is made by your thought. In reality, it's like that, made by your thought. But in reality, it's like that, made by your thought. All the samsara, all the nirvana is made by the thought. In reality, it's like that. But you don't see that from your sight. You don't see that. Instead of seeing that, but you see wrong way. You know, you see everything is truly exist. You know, and appear to you, truly appear, everything truly appear to you. And not only that, You really believe on that. Then the person to now the machine tong. That also truly exists. You know, that is very true. Believe they truly exist, that's why it's scary, you see. You know? You don't believe truly exist, then you don't scare. Point is that. Yeah. Also again, when you look at the sound, it's made by your mind. You know? Made by your mind. But you don't think. Not loud enough way. Ale. So so truly appear, everything truly appear appear truly to us, or not, I don't know, truly real to us, you know, not only that, we believe that truly exists. So then last sentence, Tunala Mashin Tombrates, I think, Tunala Mashins, do not believe under the false appearance. Don't believe. So therefore, don't believe under false appearance. Look it as it is, empty. I don't know whether I'm clear or not, I don't know. So, I mean, this is, I think it's said by one of the Dalai Lama, seven Dalai Lama or something like that, I don't remember. So, so, how to say? So just giving maybe one example, maybe good to understand. So when you are angry, for example, I mean it's easy for us to relate with our life. When you are angry with someone, you know. So the object appear, the person, the object as a person whom you get so much angry. So appear to your mind, very unpleasant, appear the person as the enemy, ugly, unpleasant. Yeah, object of irritation, whatever. So, it's very clearly appear to our mind in that type of mind, when you're angry mind, appear to in that angry mind. You know, so not only that, the mind also believe that enemy, he is enemy, she is enemy. So, she's unpleasant, you know. So this, what happened to us. So, 100% believe that, you know. I'm that person, you know. Enemy and object there, you know. What you appear in your mind, you 100% believe that is true, you know. So exactly like that, when you attach to the object, exactly like that, you know. In that mind, the attachment mind, what you see is beautiful, you know. Appear beautiful in that mind, not only that, believe that. Not only the attachment mind believe, what attachment see that, you also believe 100% that is true. You know, so like that as a object of desire, object of anger, in all sin, you know, appear to our mind. You know, that time we never thought that, but in reality, of course, is your angry mind made that. So that angry mind met that enemy. Your angry mind met that unpleasant. So same thing, you know, your attachment, that attachment met that beautiful object. And presence and object, and the beauty, appearance of beauty, appearance of the ugly is made by your own thought, on your own mind. Reality is like that. So, but the point is, we don't understand that. You know, we never understand that. Your mind made that. Appearance is true on the object, as an enemy, as a friend, as a relative, whatever you put other example, I mean, in essence is same. So, but you look deeply, of course, your mind made that, you know, but we don't understand that, we don't really know that. You know, so so then, but that's why just now quotation is that truly appear to you, the enemy truly exists under object, you know, from the object side. So we never thought that. You know, your mind made that. You know. So because of that, then anger arises. The point is that this is wrong concept, wrong mind. Appearing that, believing that is not valid mind. So I could say that's the wrong mind. Wrong mind. Not valid mind, wrong mind. So, because of that, then how the anger arises, you know. So then, of course, on top of that, then your anger becomes stronger. Again, how much your mind level on that. You know, so, such an enemy, very beginning, of course, small thing, but after a while, your mind level on the object so much with your own reason, logic. You know, you level on the object. This is this, that is that, he did that, she did that. You know, there's so much, you know, not in reality, but what you call your mind made like that, superimposed on the object. You know, so much, you know, very beginning small thing. Then after that, you decorate more, you know. You put something there with your thought. Then object become more ugly than before. You know, when you decorate in ugly way, of course, then very ugly. Of course, when you decorate with beautiful, then of course object become much more beautiful than before. You know, so it's very clear, you know, your mind really made up all these things. So like that. So, so because of that, then of course, a strong attachment arises in the mind. Then a strong anger arises in the mind. So, so because of that. So then, how we suffer? The point is that how we suffer. You know, then. Because of that, then you think something of the object. Because of the object, then you want to destroy the object, to harm the object. Or you attach, then you think the solution is get the object, then that solves your problem. You know, everything of the object, you get the object, all the problems solved. That what you believe, then try to get the object, put all the effort there. In the desired object is like that, then enemy is like that, you know. So you think you destroy this enemy, then you think everything okay, like that. But of course, in reality, it's not like that, you know. So so here, so whole point is how the object is made by your mind. You know, not on the from, it doesn't exist from the object inside, such as enemy. So when you understand that, just by understanding that is your mind made. You know, your thought made that. You know, nothing from the object. You know, so again, the logic is really the object is coming from, 100% coming from the object. For example, enemy, or example, friend. Really 100% coming from object, then it goes, then you know, whoever see that person whom you see as enemy, then whoever see that have to see as enemy, because nothing to do with your thought. You know, it truly coming from the object. So there's no reason why everybody cannot see the person is the enemy. Have to see that, because nothing to do with your mind, solely from the object. So like that. So beauty also like that, you know. You know, the beauty really exists from the own sight, from the object. Doesn't depend level by the mind. Truly from object, then everybody have to see. Whoever see the object have to see beautiful. But that is not the case. You know, one object, not everybody can see beautiful. You know, one enemy for you, it doesn't mean everybody will see that person as the enemy. So like that. So here, so when you see that, all this, what you call, all the appearance, such as friend, enemy, what that appear to your mind, is labeled by your mind. You know, not from the object. So then, just being mindful on that, the point is just being mindful on that, you know. So then you don't get that much angry. Your anger or attachment can be reduced, you know. Just being mindful on that. Because normally we're not mindful on that, you know, truly on the object like that. Because of that, you know, I am perfect, nothing to do with my mind, you know, all on the object. Blamed, all this coming from object like that, then become big problem that are. So become this very, so that become the problem, you know. So we suffer a lot because of that. So when you understand all this come from the mind, then there will be less, you know, less suffering. So like that. Then again, you look at the like samsara, or when you say samsara, so one is our own this physical body, for example, the human body, for example. Then when you look deeply, all this also just come from the mind, you know. But we don't see that, you know. We think this truly exists, but not like that. It's come from the thought. So so again, the death, rebirth, aging, sickness, and all this coming from the thought, coming from the mind. You know. So again, then how it's come? You know, it should look like when you talk about the 12 link, or 12, 12 depending origination. You know, very first is the ignorance. Then second is what is second? Compositional activities. Then third, consciousness. Okay, I have to ask all the 12 then. So, so very first, of course, the ignorance. So, with the ignorance, then you create the karma. Whatever the compositional factor, whatever that is create the karma, point is that. Then ignorance is the mind. Compositional factor, which is karma, not throwing karma, which is also mind. Then consciousness. What is consciousness? Number three. What mean the third one, consciousness? Correct. So like that. So then, of course, once you create the karma, the imprint left in the mind. You know. So that mind is the consciousness, you know. When you create the karma have to live somewhere on one of them, on top of the mind, karma. The imprint left in the mind. That mind called the third one. So then, after that, of course, so here the point is, ignoring is mind, then composition factor of the karma is mind. That imprint left on the mind. Mind, you know, like that. So then after that, the what's called the craving, attachment, that nourishes, you know, nourishes the karma that was left on the previous mind, karmas, the karma imprint left on the mind. So then, after a while, this craving and grasping, you know, nourish the imprint, you know, become powerful. So point is that become very powerful, produce the result, you know, then very, very powerful. Karma become extremely powerful. You know, the imprint become very, very powerful. Then able to produce the result, such as birth. Then, so like that. So, then birth, because of birth, then you have aging. Because of aging, of course, then, because of birth, you have aging, sickness, death. So like that. So again, you know, this human body also come from there, you know. So when you birth, then you have the body, you know. So like that. So so it's very, very clear, you know, when you look like that. So sometimes our physical body, the five aggregates, you know, contaminated five aggregates, some look like very, you know, solid, you know, it doesn't look like came from the mind, you know, but you look deeply, you know, like that, you know, it's coming from the mind, you know, all come from the mind. So so it's very clear, so like that. So then again, of course, it's like that, all samsara. and you know, everything is like that, it's come from the mind. So like that, then you talk about the enlightenment or nirvana, which is talk like nirvana. Oh, again, of course, all this, again, you look coming from all this positive, true path, you know, through the true path, then because of that, then the nirvana exists. So nirvana exists, you know, because of the mind, true path. So samsara exists because of the ignorance. So like that. So very clearly, so everything comes from the mind. You know, so so here, so knowing, you know, so knowing, you know, our what you see, what you believe is the wrong way of thinking, you know. So it's not correct. So there's the, I think, so in reality it's not like that, you know. Reality, there's no enemy from the object. There's no enemy on the object. There's no friendship on the object. It doesn't exist on the object. Enemy doesn't exist on the object. All this is made of the thought. So it's like that. So when you meditate like that, the point is like that. When you anger arise, attachment arise, you know, attachment to friendship, attachment to relationship, angry with person, whatever, you know, so look it like that. So then when you understand that, you know, not on the object, it's come from the mind. So I mentioned then that I could say that is the start point of meditating on emptiness. I could say that the starting point of meditation on emptiness. So that is helpful. So that means when you meditate like that, so that able to reduce your anger, attachment, harming, you know, harming to the negative emotion. So like that. So that is important to understand. So like that. So again, when you say I or self, I don't know, when you, with this collection of the five aggregate, you know, form or whatever, this five aggregate include the mind, you know, collection of this, then label as a person. Basis on that, you know, label the person. That's all about it. The person is all about it. Label, you know, on this basis, on this five aggregate. Nothing else than that. But again, point is, we don't see that, you know. Based on this aggregate, and based on that, there, on top there, is the person. What we believe is different. And on the basis, person is there. We truly believe that. So again, you know, husband, wife, son, whatever it is, you know, same thing like that. On this basis and aggregate, oh, this is my son. You know, but when you say son is made by your mind, not on the object. Same as the person, when you understand as a person, then based on this aggregate, five aggregates, mind, collection of this, based on that, then label as a person. But again, sin, I mentioned, so we don't see that label on that, but what we see, what we believe is person is under this aggregate, and that. Sometimes we believe this are the person, we believe that, you know, person is there, this are the person, you know, very solid on the basis that what we believe, what that appear to us, you know, but reality of course is not on the object. The person is not on the object. So so again of course then person is just label, you know, and the collection that just made a label. When it's a person, you know, son, daughter, husband, wife, exactly the same, just label on that basis, you know. Nothing more than that. But we don't understand that. Who truly believe on the object, such as person, such as I, you know. So it's because of that, you know, truly me and the object, truly me and the basis. Then, because of that, you know, the attachment arises. You know, so a strong attachment arises based on that. So, all the peers, fears all arise based on that. When you understand the person is just label on that basis, not truly there, but just label on the object, mere label on the basis, then you don't have that kind of fears and the, what you call a strong attachment, or this doesn't happen very strongly in the mind like that. So so the point is, so the whole point is, of course, when you see the person, for us is, I mean, what we see is very truly an object. You know, person, a truly existing person, a person for us is we can differentiate in our mind. For us, exactly the same. You know, the person, truly existing person, you know, whatever it is, for our mind is exactly the same. So one idea is that whatever appears to your mind, you know, what the person appears to your mind, so then doesn't exist in how that appears to your mind, to recognizing that, you know, how appear to your mind is wrong concept, you know, doesn't exist how that appears to your mind. So when you understand that, then I think that is the point of meditating on emptiness. You know, so you are in the right track, could say that, I don't know. You are in the right track. Oh, I don't know. Huh? Somewhere, I don't know. So So point is that, so whole point is that how the person appear in your mind. Suppose have to understand that, you know, when you say person, when you say I, you know. So as enemy friend, I give different example, but whole boils down the same thing. When you say I, person, then, you know, for us is under aggregate. Truly, the true person, you know, the truly person exists. The person exists truly under object. So that appear to our mind, you know. So not only that, we believe that. So is that true or not? So now question is that true or not? You know. So that what the great master giving the example, you know, in the field they put some this skating crow scared the crow whatever and scared the crow so I mean, of course, in reality is that, you know, something made up just to scare the crow or whatever. So, but on certain time, you know, maybe the weather is not clear or dark, whatever, that kind of moment. So sometimes you go to toilet, whatever, and I'm talking not here, but you go to toilet, whatever, and I'm talking the mountain here, in jungle. Go to toilet, then evening, maybe a little bit when dark, maybe dark, you go outside, then you see this, you know, maybe also wind, then, you know, move a little bit, then, you know, you see, what do you see? Your mind see whatever, there's something there, or ghost, you know. You see like ghosts, you know. And you're very scared with that. When you see that, when you believe it that, I think the ghost coming here. Supposed to scare the crow, now you scare the people, that one, you know. Huh? So very, very interesting. Then your mind see that as a ghost. You see that, you believe that 100% that. Then you get scared, you know. Maybe you run away or even you cannot move it, you know. Whatever, I don't know. I mean, depends. Sometimes you're so scared you cannot move and you become like, you become yourself, ghost, you know. So again, the point is here now. In reality, of course, it's not ghost at all. You know, it's just a scare the crow, or scaring the crow, or scare the crow, whatever. Scare crow, whatever. In reality, it's that, you know. So, but your mind believe like that, so it's scared. So, how to solve that solution? How to free from the scare, you know? So, it's only with the wisdom, you know? Either go, if you're brave, you go slowly, closer, with your open eye, closer. Then you see totally different in the reality. So So then your mind see that, oh, this 100% my mind met. Oh, this just what you call scare the crow, not scare me, you know. You know, so like that, there's no basis for the cause on the object. You know, there's nothing, you know, there's no cause at all on the object. So that's the example for like that. By saying that, so I don't know, I remember the one story, I don't know. Not a story, I mean this is, it really happened in South India. There's one geshe. Normally in South India, of course, when you go to the toilet, then you have to go outside in the field like that. So the one geshe, so he went to the toilet evening, so there's, he saw something like that, this big leaf, you know, this, what, yam leaf, something like that, then there's some light shining or something, I don't know. So something like that, he went to the toilet, he sees something like that, and some moving like that, hitting ghost or something, he saw something like that. So then, he was a little scared, you know, something like that. So then, of course, you know some logic of emptiness, you know. Oh, it doesn't exist truly, you know. You know? Because depending origination. Right? But he's very scared. He's very scared. You know? He's just saying that, you know, like that. But his mind is so scared he cannot go closer to the toilet, you know. So like that. So he just put in his eye or something like that. He walked slowly, you know. Then after he realized it's not, you know, just a piece of leaf, you know. So then he said or so stupid or something, I don't know. He say himself, I'm so stupid. So like that, of course, the point is, so, I mean, like that, point is, when you see closer, then there's nothing there in reality. So, doesn't exist at all on the object. So, here's exactly the same like that. When you see the enemy, when you see the friend, when you see the person, what appears to your mind, what you believe on the object is not there at all, you know. When you look with the wisdom, analyze with the wisdom, you know, the truly existent person, what you believe truly exists on the object, appear on the object, believe on the object, when you, that kind of person, what you used to believe, you look at the up on the basis what you used to believe on there. You look with the wisdom, so there's nowhere you can find, you know, from top to bottom, you know, from head to toe. Look, where is the person, the truly existing person, what you used to believe, is not there at all, you know. So, so like that. So then, then you understand that, you know, what you, your mind is totally wrong. What you used to see, what you used to believe is just really wrong mind, not in reality. You know, what you believe is not there at all. Person, enemy, friend, wife, husband, house, car, whatever, you can relate with that. Feeling, taste, you know, all these tests, whatever, all the objects. Exactly like that. So, you cannot find at all. You know, so, So then, of course, then, exactly like that. So then, you don't feel this, you don't get the scare, you don't get so much attachment, or scare, and disturb your mind. You know, so, it's not in reality, you know. Because of ignorance, you believe that. You know, so, I mean, this is the meditation on emptiness, I could say that. So that really helps, you know, for us to reduce our negative emotion. So like that. So when like that, then your negative emotion is very weak. Even arise, is very weak. So it doesn't create karma, it doesn't disturb your mind that much compared to before. So so whole idea is that, so removing this wrong concept. So the point is that this wrong concept, you know, putting effort and try to remove this wrong concept. So that's the whole point of meditating on emptiness. It's about that. When you remove this wrong thought, so then you're able to see the reality. When you see the reality, then there's the wisdom. So then you're in this way, so you're able to cut the ignorance. So that means you're able to cut the root of samsara. So that means you're able to free yourself from the samsara. So that means then you really see liberation is possible. You know, only then you will see liberation is possible. You know, possible to achieve by yourself. You know, like that. So this is very, very powerful, like that. So emptiness is, I mean, really powerful. You know, when you meditate like that, that very, very helpful for us to reduce negative emotion, like that. So you'll be more peaceful, like that. So, and slowly, of course, then, you are able to cut the root of samsara, achieve liberation. So that's the whole point of the wisdom, is that understanding the reality. So like that, so I think I'll stop here. Huh? Okay, I don't know, emptiness sometimes, I don't know what to talk sometimes. Is clear? So whole point of what I'm saying, this mind, what we used to, what we see, how we believe existence of the object, is the wrong concept, you know. To understand that, you know, so like that. So this is the whole point. Then, when you understand that, this is the wrong mind. So like that. So then, that's helpful. Yeah. Okay. And you have one question. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, emptiness, we have every Saturday we have class on emptiness. So another four, five, 6 months on emptiness. This is just for just one day talk. Okay, we stop here tonight. Yeah, thank you. So I think we finished the sixth perfection now, I think. Next Thursday I don't think we have class here. So this is just for six class, six profession, one profession, one class. Okay, next topic, I'm not sure what will come, so we'll see. I don't, not so soon. Yeah? After some time. So anyway, emptiness, we have Saturday class, so those more interest them come. I mean, much more to learn, yeah. Okay, yeah.